Welcome to the Paddle Pilgrim Podcast, the podcast which explores adventures in life, relationships, and the human spirit. I'm Dave Ellingson, adventurer, author, educator, and seeker of wisdom. And welcome to a new series which features young people reading stories from my new book, a children's book for all ages, entitled Grizz and His Friends. Grizz is a big old bear with lots of friends, like Sally Sparrow, Timothy Turtle, Pedro the Porcupine, and Sylvia the Salmon. They live in a peaceful valley by a beautiful river flowing out of the mountains. Through their adventures, they learn to work together to solve problems like hunger and loneliness, injury, an avalanche, a drought, and a flood. You can become one of Grizz's friends on his exciting adventures. And today's reader is Izzy Nessie Lindberg. Welcome, Izzy.
Hey.
How old are you now, Izzy?
I am 11.
You're 11. And so what grade does that mean you're in school?
Usually sixth. Yeah, sometimes fifth, depending on what level, I guess.
I getcha. What's your favorite subject in school, Izzy?
Definitely art.
Oh, wow. And what kind of art do you like to do?
Drawing, painting, that sort of stuff.
Drawing and painting. Wow. That's really cool. And so you're back to school. How is it to be back to school with your friends? Is that pretty cool?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It was hard, wasn't it, being at home and doing all the Zoom?
Yep, I nearly got left behind.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness. Well, but you didn't. So you're in sixth grade and school's going and now the fall is coming. And I'm curious, what are some of your hobbies? What are the things you like to do?
Well, when I'm feeling upset, I usually read to sort of calm myself down. And I usually just do that whenever, and I also draw.
Okay. And so when you read, what kinds of things do you like to read?
Well, I like the Warriors series and also Wings of Fire.
So you read and do you do that with real books or do you do that online or how do you do that?
I like reading real books because it's just easier for me.
Yeah. And I bet because you like art, you like books with art in them.
Yes, I do like those.
Wow. Have you in school done some books with art?
Not really, but we have read a graphic novel as a group.
Oh, very cool. Well, as you know, you're going to be reading from my book, Grizz and His Friends, which I wrote and my friend Ron was the artist or the illustrator for. And what story are you going to be reading today?
I'm going to be reading High Water.
High Water. Well, looking forward to hearing you read that story.
Mm-hmm. The warm sun was melting the winter snow. It was springtime in the Kittitas Valley. Little drips of water from the trees became tiny streams. They were all flowing down the Mastash to the Yakima River far below. By now, the river was rising. The water was getting higher and higher. It was flowing faster and faster. Soon, it had flowed over its banks and was spreading across the fields. The water was so powerful that it uprooted whole trees. The trees looked like huge ships. They were spinning around and around down the river. Beauregard the Beaver and his family were cozy and warm in their home. Now they felt the water rising as it flowed into their home. Then it flowed over their home. Usually, they all loved to play in the water. But this was becoming dangerous. So he and Beatrice gathered their little ones, Benji, Billy, Bella, and Bridget. Together, they helped each other swim to shore. They now had to find a safe place. Just then, Beatrice saw her friend, Roscoe the Rabbit, come hopping by. Roscoe lived up the hill. He had come down to watch the river begin to flood. Roscoe saw his beaver friend swimming across the fast-flowing water to shore. He shouted, "Can I help you and your family? It looks like your beaver dam is about to break and wash away. You will be homeless." The beavers crawled up under shore, exhausted by their swim. When they had rested for a little while, Roscoe said, "Follow me." And off they waddled up the hill. They arrived at a big mound under some scrub oak trees. Yellow wildflowers covered the ground. Roscoe said, "I live underground. There is the hole where I go in and out. There is not a lot of extra room, but I think we can all fit inside." So they followed Roscoe into the hole. They crawled through the narrow tunnel. At last, they came out into a large open room. Bridget said, "This is cool." Benji agreed and said, "Thanks, Roscoe. You're a great friend to help us. We can live in this dry and warm place until the waters go down." Roscoe blushed and said, "Oh, shucks," because he was a bashful bunny. "I'm happy to help. I know you would do the same for me." They were all toasty, warm, and cozy. And after the long swim, they were very tired too. Before you could say fuzzy bunny, they were all sound asleep.
Great job reading the story. What was it about that story that you liked, or what was it that made you think, "I'm going to read that story"?
Well, I liked how Roscoe the Rabbit was helping his friends because he knew that his friends were in trouble and they didn't have a place to stay because the river was overflowing.
And when you think of animals, do you have any favorite animals that you like?
I would say probably red pandas and wildcats.
Wow, that's interesting. Why those two animals?
Well, I think red pandas are just plain cute, and I like the area that they live. And cats are my favorite animal, especially wild cats, because they're free. They get to do anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking about school, and you mentioned writing, but you also mentioned illustration. What did you think of the illustrations or the pictures in Grizz and His Friends that my friend Ron made?
I think they're very detailed and pretty and show the landscape perfectly.
Yeah. Now, when you do art or when you do illustration, what kind do you like to do?
I usually like drawing little cartoon animals.
Oh, okay. And how do you figure out how to do your art? What's it like? What's the process you go through when you create something?
I usually draw a very rough base of the art, and then I go in with a light layer to sort of shape it out. And then I do hard pencil and I put on any extra details.
I'd love to see some of your art sometime. Will you show me some of your art someday?
Sure.
Cool. Well, listen, I have a final question for you. When you think of writing or when you think of drawing, think of your friends at school, you know, a young artist or a young storyteller or writer. What kind of advice would you have for them as they begin to draw or begin to write?
I would say never give up. Your work is always great and there's nothing you can do to ruin it.
Never give up. So practice and work hard and just enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Very cool. It was great to hear you read today, and I really enjoyed getting to know you better. And I wish you well in school and with your classes and with your art. And maybe I'll see you out kayaking, because I know you live near where I kayak. And even though it's getting to be fall, I hope we see each other out on the lake sometime, okay?
Okay.
Thanks again, Izzy. This was fun.
Uh-huh.
Until next time, I'm Dave Ellingson, and this has been the Paddle Pilgrim Podcast, the podcast which explores life, relationships, and the human spirit. Tune in and subscribe to the Paddle Pilgrim Podcast on your mobile device, computer, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. For more information on my books and films, check out my website, paddle-pilgrim.com. And thanks for listening.